Sawmill Farm Education Liaison. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
And you guys are, this is always a busy time of year around the farm.
It is.
Isn't it?
I guess
all times of year. There's no really off-season.
You kind of skate in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the winter, but spring and fall are, busy
right.
times.
And you guys have got a big fundraiser kind of ongoing out there.
We do. As the whole local foods thing has kicked up in Sitka, and more people have gardens and backyard livestock, mostly chickens, we have offered on an ongoing basis a feed for sale out there, chicken feed and turkey and rabbit, and then also hay and straw for the gardeners.
Okay, so chickens and turkeys eat different things?
Actually, a little bit. Your turkeys and your pheasants, that whole family needs more protein than a chicken does. So it's a different formulation.
So are you like bringing up feed by the container load or something? You're sort of kind of turning it around for people to buy in smaller quantities.
Well, we got it packaged in 50-pound bags, regular feed bag size. But yeah, it was a container full of 50-pound bags.
So. Okay. And what's the market for hay and straw in Sitka?
Gardeners need hay and straw to mulch the plants and keep them from freezing. And also, it works, it's lovely as part of a compost program. But if you have rhubarb, you're going to want to mulch that down and make sure it doesn't, in case, we get a cold, one 20-degree cold snap can, wipe out your rhubarb and your roses and, your clematis and a bunch of things. And so there's a lot of things in the garden that you'd want the straw for. And it maintains some of the heat in the soil and tempers those temperature extremes so your plants don't die.
Okay, yeah, all right. So hay and straw, because as far as I know, the only horse in town anymore is Princess, right?
Princess, I believe, yes, is the only horse in town. There are some people who have some goats, little goats, and there are some other hay burners in town. So, okay. Yeah, you could want the hay for that. And it's great hay. It's the hay that Princess is eating. So.
Okay, probably Timothy hay coming up.
It is a grass hay. I don't know if it's specifically Timothy, but it is a grass hay. It's not the alfalfa, which actually tends to be too rich for most animals.
Okay. Yeah, so. I went on a long trip through Washington and Oregon later in the latter part of the summer, and I was just amazed at the hay industry. So many people growing hay down there. But anyway. And also, you're selling feed, hay, and straw. And this totally took me by surprise. This is the time of year to buy chicks.
It absolutely is. If you are interested in starting a little chicken flock in your backyard, and a lot of people in town are doing that now and enjoying it very much, or if you want to expand, this is actually the time of the year to buy baby chicks, not in the spring when everybody usually thinks of it. And the reason is that chicken is going to be 5 months old before it lays its first egg, no matter what time it hatches. And egg laying in chickens is determined by length of days. And when the days get short, they stop laying, or at least slow way down. And so if you buy chicks in the spring, like most people think of doing, then you feed it all summer long. And then just when it's about old enough to lay eggs, the days get short, and it doesn't lay hardly any eggs until the next spring. And so you literally can save yourself about 6 months of chicken feed by buying those chicks now. 5 months from now, just when the days are getting longer, that's when she'll be old enough to start laying eggs, and it just kicks in for you.
But is it, I guess somebody who would be totally new to this, like me, and doesn't know the first thing about it, is thinking, oh, do I really want to get a little chick, as we're heading into, November and December in Alaska? How do you take care of these animals over the winter here?
Actually, it would, in Sitka, you're going to take care of them just exactly the way you would take care of them in the spring. They're going to need heat at first. A regular floodlight is all we use, not even the red heat lamps, just a white floodlight, and so they can get to the heat and then get away from it. And they have to be kept dry and warm until they fledge or get their feathers. Mm-hmm. And then once they get their feathers, they're good to go. They can go out into the weather as long as they have a shelter where they can get to. But it's the same thing that you would do if you got them in the spring. They would still need the exact same things here in Sitka.
Do they need an adult chicken around to show them the ropes?
They do not. They are very, very instinct-driven, and they do just fine, just on their own. They don't like to be totally alone. I wouldn't recommend really one chick unless you got some time to, you know, give it some attention, because even if it is a chicken, it doesn't like to be absolutely totally alone. So either it's going to have to be your companion, or you need to have it some companions.
Okay. All right. So, what about it? Chickens or roosters? What do most people do? Do most people get chickens because they want eggs, or are people looking at chickens because they want to become good, kind of a Colonel Sanders operation going at their homes? What's the motivation?
I think for most people in Sitka, and the people that I've talked to, it's a dual purpose, but of course the eggs are your everyday, but that chicken is going to quit laying eggs. And so, of course, a lot of people, you can have them as pets, and they are fun to have in the backyard, and you certainly don't have to eat them, and they're inexpensive pets and low maintenance. But for most people, the idea is twofold. You've got the eggs, and then you'll also have chickens for the table. And, of course, if you want to raise your own generation after generation, you'll have to have a rooster, or at least access to a rooster. But as far as egg laying, chickens will lay eggs with or without a rooster. They do not need a rooster. Doesn't affect the egg laying capacity one bit.
Okay. So, all right. How long? What's the egg laying career of a typical chicken?
It depends on who you ask. Actually,
how long?
I heard from good sources, actually some poultry experts, that chickens have laid 80% of their eggs that they're ever going to lay in their life within 2 years. But I had a flock of chickens that I monitored very closely. It was here in Sitka, and I had 5 hens, and they were extreme egg layers, and they were all 4 years old. And some days, even though I had 5 hens, some days I would get 6 eggs, which was kind of eerie.
Yeah.
Chickens
can't do math.
I guess. That's right. And at first I thought, we must be just, maybe we gathered really early one day and really late the next day. And, mm-hmm. and so I'd keep track of it. But no, at least one of those hens would cycle sometimes twice in 24 hours. And we'd get 6 eggs from 5 hens.
Okay. And you're talking a family. You've got a couple of boys. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a way to sort of introduce children to the idea of kind of sustainable food practices,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah. I think this is, honestly, that was a big part of the reason for having the chickens, was simply so my sons would grow up understanding that there is a process, where food comes from, and also that they had chores. I wanted them to have responsibilities and things to do, and so after school, they had to tend to the chickens and gather the eggs and bring them in. And mm-hmm. and so it really is, and it's not that big of a commitment. It's not like a dog. You know, if you want to do something for your kids, and let's say this isn't working out for you, well, chickens are really easy to dispose of one way or the other. It's not, you don't have that responsibility like a dog, seriously.
Right.
And so other people in town want chickens, or you can just eat them, or, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Is there any difficulty? We've been so euphemistic here. Is there any difficulty around sort of the end of the line for chicken and kids? I mean, is there somebody you can take your chicken to and have it come back, in a bucket as crispy? Or do you just do the deed yourself?
Most people, I think, in Sitka who have chickens are just doing it themselves. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find somebody who would butcher the chicken for you. And as far as whether it's a problem with the children, I think that totally depends on the children.
I'm sure.
I know a lot of kids are like, the sooner the better. And then at me personally, as a 10-year-old, I would have been heartbroken. I couldn't have been part of the process. But mm-hmm. I could eat the chicken afterwards. So I kind of lived with that hypocrisy all my life. But I can't be there for the moment.
Right. Well, it's just interesting how, just getting these animals and taking care of them and, using their eggs and eventually using them for meat sort of opens up all kinds of issues and conversation and stuff, and a way to kind of engage your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
The process of life. Bobby, we've got a couple minutes left. The Sawmill Farm is kind of an offshoot of the Fortress of the Bear. I mean, that's the reason the farm is still there. Right.
The farm actually started when Les Kinnear was working on getting his original bear exhibition permit. He was required by Fish and Game to exhibit an alternative mammal species, and he picked pigs. Well, the locals here were so excited about just coming out to see the pigs, and the idea grew into an entire farm because there just isn't any agriculture here for the kids. And so now we have, of course, the sheep and the goats and Princess the horse and chickens and turkeys and ducks and geese, and we're working on rabbits this winter again. And of course, we've got a nice new part of the property, and we're moving the farm this winter. So come next spring, it will be very visitor-friendly again, and we're really excited about what's coming up with the farm. But that takes work and money, and so this fundraising, the feed sales, and the chicken order that we're about to do. So if people want to order chickens, and they don't want to order 25 at a time, and they can order just a few by giving us a call, and we're going to do that order in the next couple weeks. So
okay, what's the number?
The number is 747-3032. Or you can call me personally right on my cell phone, 738-4481.
Okay, and the farm is going to move into that blue building.
That big blue building is going to be the main barn. That's going to be the one of the barns. But yeah, there'll be other buildings, okay. And working on getting a pond dug for the ducks and the geese, and it's. Yep.
All right, and you're still having weekend visitor hours out
yes.
there, right? Even though this work is going to be going on.
Right. Currently, yeah, it's open to the public 10 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you need other hours, use those numbers, 747-3032, or you can call me, 738-4481, and we can get it opened up for you. And if you need to come out and get feed or whatever on a different day, that's fine.
All right. Bobby, it's been fun talking about farm stuff with
I
you.
Love it.
Bobby Daniels is a board member of the Sawmill Farm, and she's the education liaison. She's been my guest this morning on the morning interview.